Hello everybody, welcome to my podcast, The Perfect Pod. So today I'm going to share something that happened in my life. Okay, let's start with it. So one day when it was about to rain, go get the clothes, my mother says. I started ascending. My neighbor also came along with me. It began to rain fiercely and he stated that let's get into that storeroom. There he could lock my lips, bind my hands behind my back, spread my legs and give me a hickey. I couldn't scream since I did not know what was going on. I didn't know why I was being touched. Another afternoon, while playing hide and seek, I dashed into a building to hide. A painter approached and asked if I wanted to paint. He told he would teach me how to paint, and yes, he painted my entire body with his filthy tongue while stuffing a towel into my mouth before I screamed. I didn't know why I was touched. Another night, I'm sleeping, it's 1 a.m. My uncle comes up behind me and pats me on the shoulder. As he sniffs his way inside my skirt, he murmurs, "Oh dear, sleep, sleep." He pulls my short hair, bites my lower lip, pinches my hip, grabs my wrist, widens my leg, and could do it all in the dark room because I was immersed with no lights on. I didn't know why I was touched. My school friends, relatives, father, nor my mother had taught me the difference between a good touch and a bad touch. But each time when I was touched, I wanted to know why. I could search and discover answers to any question on my own. And it was there that I was able to summon my entire courage. And now, another day, when people were rushing and pushing in the temple, a man placed his hands on my ass. I turned around, not knowing who was it. I just stared, trying to figure out who it might be. My look had such an impact on him that he approached me and apologized. There, I discovered the power of a single look. From then till today, my glare has been able to keep the people away who approached me with wrong intention. And that's the story of my brave stare. Thank you all for listening.